We'll call the administrative portion of the
Randy Buzzkill Christmas
to order. We still have our quorum. First thing on the agenda is the consent agenda, and I move passage.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
I don't have anything for discussion matters. Do either of you have anything to add?
I would just say that, remind people that you and I are both going to Mark on Thursday and Friday, and so if something weird comes up, we can get together for a call-in meeting. Because right now we think we have it under control. You'll be here, Julie, right?
No, I won't be. I'll leave Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
I'll be gone. I'll be here tomorrow morning, but I'll be gone by noon.
So, Daryl, if something happens, we can probably all get in at some time by phone, but I can't anticipate anything right now. Just that's the only thing I had.
Just note I will be here.
Okay, so we'll move into scheduling then.
I'd like to add one item to scheduling, Mr. Chairman. Okay. And I just thought of this. When you were talking about the previous case about the telephone stuff, have we scheduled a CenturyLink Quest work session? I know that's your portfolio, but I just was thinking about that because we had the hearing.
We already approved it.
Did we already approve it? Or I missed all
meeting.
That? Okay.
Yep.
Good job.
Done.
I'm glad
so
you bring that.
So you want to reconsider?
No, I'm good. I just didn't remember doing that. Very well then.
We even had a news release.
Was it good?
It was
really good.
Yeah. It was great. I do have one.
I didn't bring that up during the regular meeting.
I have one comment on the first item for scheduling, this Targa Badlands crude pipeline project. We have not, that staff hasn't deemed that complete yet, and we haven't gone through that step. And there are a few remaining issues on that, just things to discuss. This is one that is a conversion pipeline, so it's already in the ground. It's like 50 miles long, and it's going to be, the company's proposing to convert it from gathering to transmission. And so the issue, one of the issues is there's 14 different residences and businesses that are along the line that they need waivers from, so they need to get those waivers in line. And then there's some other issues that Jerry's going to be talking through with Pat and myself on feeder lines to this and how that affects it as a transmission line. So, but Jerry's getting anxious about securing some dates for this, and so I agreed to have it on here for scheduling just to hold some dates, but it is still before we can actually, you know, call the hearing. We have to deem it complete, and that maybe if we get all this stuff taken care of in the next, on the next agenda.
And I think that's a good thing to go ahead and schedule it, but as long as the company should know that it's not a pass or a waiver on getting the information to us.
No, it's a hold. It's not even a schedule. It's a hold.
You know, we've had some of these problems in the past where we get the hearings and we still don't have any of the information and bring the public in together, and then there's nothing
right.
Much we can do because we don't have the information. So, anyway.
So we,
I'm
yeah.
With scheduling, holding some days.
So, Jerry, you had a few dates, right?
So, we don't have very much luck getting everybody on the same page for dates. So, I'm down to March 6th, 7th.
Hey, Jerry, is the holdup, we've had this discussion a gazillion times, but if the holdup is ALJ's, let us know. What is the holdup on the schedule? Is it our schedule, or is it company, or is it ALJ's, or is it just...
In this case, we have outside counsel, so we've got that schedule to deal with.
Okay.
We've got the ALJ schedule to deal with, and then the applicant's schedule to deal with.
Like you've heard my discussion before, if the ALJs get to be a holdup, let us know, because that's
so,
their job.
It's a combination of everybody's schedule having to mash.
We have a quarterly meeting on the 6th, though.
Say that again?
We have a quarterly meeting with the LEC on the 6th of March, so what else do you got?
Yep, I saw that on the calendar, so I moved on to the next one. How does the 27th look?
Of March?
Yeah.
And where are we going for this one? Probably McKenzie County, huh?
Yep.
So Watford City?
Yep, I think so.
And due to the length of this, is not one that I would recommend using an ALJ for.
Well, okay. And that many residences, too.
Right. I mean, it is a conversion, so it's already in the ground. But But the conversions can be tricky, and they want to run this thing bi-directional, so there's some questions I want to ask about that as well. So.
And we thought about it and didn't recommend an ALJ doing a substantive ALJ.
Before, the 27th is open for me, but I didn't ask. I don't know if there's any priority between numbers 1 and 2 here.
Number 2 is easier because it'll only take us a half day, I think.
Okay, so the 27th isn't getting in the way of something that was going to work for number 2.
I think we can get 2 done before then.
Okay, well, the 27th works for me.
Me too.
Yeah, it's fine for me.
Okay, good deal.
This is March 27th.
Correct, March.
The next one.
What time are you setting that for then? Or are you just holding the day?
We'd need the whole day, but what time we have to fly up there? What time you guys want to start? You know, I don't know how long it'll take. But
this is in Watford, right?
Yeah.
So we've done 9 a.m. hearings at Watford, haven't we? Yeah.
9 a.m.?
I think so.
Okay.
The biggest thing, if they have all their information ahead of time so we can deem it complete with the notices, that'll be the challenge.
Yeah, that's – and they. I don't want to suggest that they haven't submitted a full application. They do have a full application. There's just some of these issues we need to talk through and discuss with them the waivers.
I'm trying to remember, is Watford on Central Time? Or
it is.
Yes,
it is.
Yep. So 9 a.m. Central Time?
Yep.
So that means we have to get out of here before 8.
You're good at math,
just
Chair.
look at how they've done in the past. I think it's maybe 7:30 or 7:45. It's not super early.
Sure.
Did you recommend 8:30, Jerry? Is that what you're hinting towards?
I was going to recommend 10.
Okay, just curious what you're thinking.
The nice thing about 9 is we can get our turnaround and get back.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good deal.
And it doesn't interfere with the lunch. You know, you can sometimes on the shorter ones finish it up before 1 or so and not interfere with lunch.
So the next one, Antelope Hills, I have March 3rd.
Fridays will be bad because of the legislative stuff we do on, unless that's the only date. But we gave them the dates of February. You said those didn't work, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So if you don't like the 3rd.
Well, I'm just throwing that out there if there's another date, because Fridays will always be busy with other prep for the next week.
The next one is the 24th of March, which is also a Friday.
Mm. See, that's where I go back. They can't find other dates than two Fridays in March.
This is going to be here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You're right, Julie. So the Friday would work then.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
How long of a...
That would work.
...of a hearing are we expecting that to need to be?
Say that again.
Is that going to be an all-day thing, or how long do you think it'll be?
I was going to schedule it for like 1:30 in the afternoon, and it'll be done easily before quitting time. I'm guessing it's take us about 3 hours.
We'll chop our lunches and start a little earlier at 12:30 or 1.
Yeah, I think it makes sense on that Friday the 3rd, 1 o'clock, 12:30 or 1. I don't care.
Earlier, maybe 12:30.
It's good 12:30.
I don't think it'll be quite as short as you think, Jerry.
Okay. It usually is.
So March 3rd, right?
March 3rd at 12:30.
So, Jerry, have you talked to them about what they do the case that they're going to, obvious questions, they're going to need to have all the studies updated and all? I mean, do they know what they're going to have to do so they don't come in here and say just rubber stamp it and renew it? It'll be almost like another hearing. We just won't have probably the public input that we had the first one.
I wasn't envisioning that they need to update all the studies and stuff. This is a transfer certificate. It's not the certification. The certification is like the Meadowlark project, where it's been out for more than 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. So how long has this one been out for? Okay.
I remember. Fair
enough. Was it? Or, no, I'm sorry.
No, it was later than that. Because we did it. I remember doing Antelope Hills.
Yeah. All right.
Probably 2 years.
It must have been probably in 13, I would think.
The same time as the Sunflower Project, remember?
Okay.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Which one am I thinking of, Jerry, where that's coming our way that they want a full... Where's that one at in the process? That's one I was thinking of. It's two mistakes today.
On that one... we issued a notice of opportunity.
Okay.
And then we were going to do an informal hearing.
All right, and that one will need more time then. Okay.
And I'm trying to schedule the informal now. Molly's, so we're working on that.
Okay, so then you're correct. The metal arc one I anticipate longer. This one with the transfer, but you're right on the track.
Yeah, I think we're trying to remember the dates on it, but I think we're out a couple months on the informal on it here.
For the metal arc?
Yeah.
Let's schedule that the next meeting.
I was trying to put it on a regular informal hearing, but if that don't work, we can.
That's the one, my colleague, that's a full. I don't think that's an afternoon job, Derek, Jerry. I think that's going to be a day job.
Is that the thing at Valva?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Somewhere up there?
Yeah, we did the hearing in Valva. Yeah, it was Kevin and Tony and I. So I think. He was in Valva at the
County, yeah.
At the co-op headquarters. So maybe if you could put that to next schedule, next meeting to schedule it, and we'll pick a day for that one.
We'll do.
If that's all right with you guys. I just don't think good afternoon will do that one.
By the way, someone from Verindri told me that, you know, depending on their schedule and stuff, that they would, if we ever need to hold any hearings in that area, that they certainly would be glad to accommodate us. So
Tom Rafferty's up there, and he owes us, you know.
That's Tom.
and they have a pretty full application there.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Jer.
Anything else for scheduling? For anything else? In what may be record time.
It is record time.
Jeez.
The administrative meeting is adjourned.